There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So aha number four says, good thought leaders are at the top of the mountain. Great thought leaders are at the bottom of the mountain helping people climb up.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
What does that make you? So Tayo, what does that do? That makes you think, okay, what programs have I done recently? Who have I helped recently? How do I help my people? Am I giving them enough to help them move forward? That single 7 seconds makes you think. Yes. So imagine having a book with 140 of those 7 second things, and people could read the book from beginning to end.
That was Mitchell Levy, and today's episode is a little different. Now, Mitchell does a very unique thing where he coaches people on how to write books, and he helps them package that into an attractive offer that allows for marketing and distribution. So with our episode, he and I decided to work on my book idea. Many of you know that I've been working on a book for the last year or so, and hoping to put it out sometime next year. And we were just workshopping that to see what that process would be like. So if you've ever thought about writing a book, if you've ever wondered if it actually will help your brand, this is an episode for you. He goes through his aha steps, and he also tells you the benefit of having a book and how you can get that done quickly. And at the end, he offers the services. If that's for you, we'll definitely put this link in the show notes. Hope you enjoy the episode and the interesting, vulnerable position I was in with this particular discussion. Enjoy.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of As Told by Nomads. And today's episode is with Mitchell Levy. He is the AHA guy at AHA That, and is a people publisher who works with various platforms and partners to help them get to their AHA message. A lot of AHA here today.
we are AHA all the time.
AHA That is the platform that he and his team built to allow people to quickly share content. He's got over 41,000 AHA messages available right now for free. And he allows them to author the books quickly. Over 300 have written their books in 8 hours or less. As an accomplished entrepreneur, he's created over 20 businesses in Silicon Valley, including 4 publishing companies. And today we're going to do something very interesting. It's going to be me in a very vulnerable way. He's going to work with me throughout the interview, basically to get me to rethink the way I think about books, because I am working on one right now. And I hope you enjoy it. Hope you're less... I'm not scared, but I hope you're more open than I am right now. But anyways, welcome to the show, Mitchell.
It's great to be here. And I, you know, that was such a mouthful to read. I think I summarized my bio so much better now. So I do the 7 second pitch. People say, tell me more. The 7 second pitch, I'm Mitchell Levy, the AHA guy from AHA That, and I empower experts and thought leaders to share their genius. Mm. Right. And then you stop there and you go, oh, that's interesting. Tell me more. And then you have, because that's, we only have 7 seconds. So then you have that next 30 seconds to tell them a little more. And if they like what you hear, they're like, okay. And in this particular case, you and I were talking. I said, you know, I have an idea. The idea only took 5 or 10 seconds to reach out. Now you're sitting here going, well, what do we do next? So let me tell you what I do.
Oh, man.
and so I'm going to give you a little bit of, because there's a little bit of feeling uncomfortableness that I'm feeling and seeing. By the way, we have video turned on, guys, just so we could see each other as well. And so let me talk about 2 minutes about what we do generically. So call it, it'll let you calm down a little bit, and then we'll talk about you, okay? So essentially, what I've done is redefine the concept of a book and think about a book in a different way. Books are still the best tool you could possibly have to show that you're an expert, to show that you have credibility, to show that you can solve the problem that your prospects are dealing with. So here's an interesting thing. What defines a book? Well, books have, and I'm going to knock on a book I have, books sometimes are hardcover, there are sometimes ebooks, there's sometimes paperback, and so on. And at the end of the day, you know, we just don't have a lot of time for reading. Mm. So for me, when I think about what a book is today, it is a piece of information that just shows that the author, now these are business books, right? That shows that the author's expert at what they do. So we said a couple of things so far. I've said 7-second sound bites. I said aha moments. So for me, I've redefined a book to be comprised of 140 aha moments, 140 quotes, 147 second sound bites. As a matter of fact, one way to think about a book, it is 140 quotes and 7 blog posts. Okay, pretty easy to see. So let me, I'm going to, Tayo, I'm going to show you a couple books. And while I'm showing you, I'll tell you what's behind the scenes. And so for those who are listening, you could hear behind the scenes. So I did a TED Talk. The TED Talk is on being seen and being heard as a thought leader. And it's for those that want to see it, I'll give you the URL. We made a short URL for it. It's aha.pub, aha.pub/TED Talk.
And we'll put that in, I'll put that in the show notes as well.
Oh, so, beautiful. Yeah. Or just go to YouTube and type either Mitchell Levy TED Talk or being seen and being heard as a thought leader, and it'll pop up. Had so much fun creating it. It happened so fast. It was so quick that all of a sudden the TED Talk was over and I was happy. Here's what I wanted, just for those thinking about. I was honored to be asked. I wanted to enjoy the practice. I wanted to enjoy the giving, and then I wanted to enjoy the afterwards. And so all of that's happened so far, and I'm so ecstatic. And the biggest thing was the practice, so that during the day of, I could just be giving the talk from my heart, not from my head, and it was beautiful. And so the talk was over. There was at least 6 weeks before it came out, and I said, well, how am I going to market my talk? And I'm like, well, I'm a publisher, just so you know, we've published over 800 books, so I'm a publisher, so I should write a book. And then I thought, oh, okay, well, if I was an author coming to me, I'd say write a book. And so what I did was I realized that as a thought leader, 80% of the content people share should be somebody else's. Mm-hmm. So what I ended up doing is I ended up interviewing 4 other experts. So I had 3 heart-centered experts, and then I also had the guy who runs thought leadership for Cisco. And I interviewed them for a half hour each. Because here's the interesting part. Our go-to-market strategy is we do a 2-hour interview, and then we ghostwrite the book. Okay, so let's go back. So I ended up doing this book. So if you go to Amazon today and type in being seen, being heard as a thought leader, you'll see the book. It's a gorgeous cover. And the intent of the cover, it's the first time you've got me not in corporate garb, but I've got, you know, it's a nice orange background sunset. You got me in a hat. And it says, if I look at the cover, is you could be a thought leader, or you could be an expert anywhere in the world. You just need to have people who see you and know who you are. And what's interesting is I interviewed these 4 people. So when I'm on the radio, and I'm typically on the radio 4 or 5 times a week, what I'll do is I'll reference the TED Talk. I'll then reference the book associated with the TED Talk. And then I'll say, hey, you know, I've got these 4 other thought leaders, and it's okay to quote other people. So let me quote Bob Clancy. So Bob has 500,000, 500,000 followers on Facebook. And I'm going to quote aha number 4. And this will give you a feeling of what an aha message is. So aha number 4 says, good thought leaders are at the top of the mountain. Great thought leaders are at the bottom of the mountain helping people climb up.
Hmm. Wow.
I know.
Wow.
What does that make you – so Tayo, what does that do? That makes you think, okay – what programs have I done recently? Who have I helped recently? How do I help my people? Am I giving them enough to help them move forward? That single 7 seconds makes you think. Yes, so imagine having a book with 140 of those 7 second things, and people could read the book from beginning to end. And I apologize for those on the radio. I'm just going to show you on the inside. It's got one or two aha messages per page. The other thing that we do, which is powerful, is we also print in color. So, and of course I happen to turn to a black and white picture. So let me turn to a color picture. So instead, so we also print in color. So when somebody gets this book, what they're actually seeing is they're seeing something that's color on the inside, beautifully architected. And all they have to do is read one or two aha messages and they go, oh, I got it. So here's showing another book. It's Scott Schilling on How to Live a Life of Significance. Beautiful cover. Mm-hmm. I'm going to show you one more, and then we're going to talk about you for a second. So you're feeling better, more comfortable. So this particular book was written. I'm showing a book by the name the author's Joseph Ramseth. And what was fascinating about Joseph, and he and I were talking 4 weeks and 2 days before an event. He ran an event a couple of weeks ago called the Global Influence Summit. Mm-hmm. And at the summit, he was doing two keynotes on how to start a movement. So we started our conversation 4 weeks and 2 days before the event. He goes, Mitchell, I wish you and I were talking months ahead of time because I'd love to give a copy of my book, which didn't exist, obviously, to everyone in the room. I said, Joseph, we can pull this off. Now, by the way, I'd rather have 8 weeks versus four. But we started talking, we started executing, and when his event happened, there were 150 copies of his book in the room, and man, his stuff is absolutely beautiful because he already had some of the images in place. So he did his images more like the book is broken into sections, that's why I said 7 blog posts, and think about every section has a section image and also a blog post. Now, the blog post could be as simple as a paragraph, or it could be 1,000 or 2,000 words. Mm. So we actually had 150 copies of the book in the room and released the book on the day of the event. And then here's something else that was unique. Somebody else was on the stage talking about how to do an Amazon bestseller campaign. So, and she decided to use this book. So that morning, it became an international bestseller because it hit number one status in both US and Canada. And the interesting part is nothing happened when we looked at the UK and Italy and India. Nothing was there. And it turns out there was somebody in the room from the UK. Her name was Pat Duckworth. So Teresa Degobra, I know I can never say her last name properly, but Teresa was on the stage and said, Pat, guess what? You're in the UK. Can you actually get your audience to start focusing on this book? Can we make it happen? And next time we checked, it became an international bestseller in the UK as well.
Wow.
So Tayo, here's the interesting part. 4 weeks and 2 days, we conceptualized the idea, debuted it at a conference, and it became an international bestseller in 4 countries. That, to me, makes life different. Okay. So now that we did that, we're getting closer to talking about you. So that typically what happens, let me do one more thing generically and then we'll focus directly on you. Here's the generic thing. A lot of times people think about what should you call your book? What's the title? Now, if you're thinking about a book that a traditional publisher will put on the marketplace, you want to do something that's really small, like one word, two words, three words, like excellence or getting to yes, or you fill in the blank.
Yeah.
Now, what I'm going to say is that's no longer relevant to me, right? Because you're not creating a book because you want to sell a lot of copies. In your mind, in everyone's mind, they have a dream that their content is so amazingly powerful that they publish it and everyone will buy. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's just say that dream is even harder to achieve today than the dream of winning the lottery.
Okay.
Because what happens is everyone who wants to can write a book.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to say is let's change how we think about a book. Think about the book as the most amazing business card you can have. Think about the book as the opportunity that when a prospect of yours sees the book, they go, oh, I want to talk to Tayo. So now I'm going to ask you the question. Tell me who your who do you go after? Who are your prospects? And then you could follow that with what are their pain points? What are they trying to solve?
Right. So primarily when I'm reaching out, when I'm not in the wearing my corporate hat, because I run a diversity and inclusion firm, my main audience is age 25 and younger, millennials and younger, right? My whole goal in life is to build the next set of global leaders, and their main point is figuring out what it is that they're good at and how they can contribute to the world in a positive way. That's what I try to do. Try to help them understand that they have a uniqueness. I always say use your difference to make a difference. That's very, very important. And it can be attached to one of the many problems we have in the world. It's just a matter of them stepping into that. So, that's the big goal. Getting millennials and Gen Zers to understand their potential impact in the world.
So, let me tell you what I suggest your book title might be.
Oh my gosh, you're ready to go with the book title?
Well, I'm just giving you an idea. Obviously, we change it along the time because let me give you your book title. Instead of the big single word that has impact, couldn't your book title be, Are You 25 or Under and Want to Figure Out How to Impact the World?
I'm writing notes down.
Well, I wrote it down, so I'll come back. If for those that heard me clicking, I wrote it down too. So here's the thing to think about. And let's just talk about your target audience. If you happen to be 25 or under, and I've got a son who's 19, so I know exactly what you're talking about. And you reach the point where you're trying to figure out you're trying to turn the melancholy into something else. Who am I? How do I solve the world? Here's what I do, but how do I make an impact? How do I be the people other people are looking at and looking up to? And I got a problem. And so what do? You may talk to a couple of your friends.
Yeah.
You say, who do I talk to about this? And if they happen to know you and heard your show, they'll recommend you.
Right.
Now, if they don't know you and they don't know your show, what are they going to do? They're going to go to their friend Google and they're going to say, hey, I'm a millennial. I'm under 25. And how do I make an impact in life?
You know, I mean, I actually wanted to say 35, but I got swept at that moment because that's the 1980 is around that time. So,
35 sounds better. Actually 35 is great because it's close to the time where they're having that midlife crisis. And so I work with a lot of people who are doing the 45 and above. And they're like, because they already hit the crisis and they want to get out of it.
Right? Gotcha. You see, I guess the number could be defined, but this is interesting. All right. So I didn't mean to interrupt your train of thought. So you were talking about.
No. Yeah. So by the way, there is no such thing as an interruption of a train of thought, right? It's simply when you have an aha moment, when you get excited about stuff, you kind of want to spurt it out. And this is a standard session. The difference between this session and let me tell you what my go-to-market strategy, and we'll come back specifically to this book. The go-to-market strategy for the person who wants a book who just can't find the time to write it. And by the way, anyone who wants to, and you've mentioned it, over 300 authors have written their books in 8 hours or less.
Right.
We have a 3-step writing process. The URL for that is ahathat.com/author. Notice how I slip in the cues every now and then. So ahathat.com/author. That's how you write a book in 8 hours or less. That said, the go-to-market strategy is I'll get you on the phone for 2 hours. We will have this conversation. The primary difference is we're focused 100% on you. I'm not also trying to tell you about my product because all I care about is who's your target market, who you're going after, how do you reach them? When you reach them, what objections do they have? And essentially what we're going to come up with is what is the pain point that your target market is having? So think about, and you have, many of us have multiple avatars. We have multiple customer bases we go after. That's not a problem. What I'm going to say to you is, in the past, I'm going to hold up a book that those that are interested in looking at. It's another book we published in our traditional company. It's got over 300 pages. It's over 100,000 words. And the book we wrote, this book is How Reliable Is Your Product? It took the authors, and I'm just going to show pages and see how dense the content is.
Wow.
And it took the authors 3 years to write the first edition. It took 9 months to do the second edition. Now, that's a that's a traditional book that's heavy duty. And the thing is, and that book, and what I'll say is that type of book boils the ocean. So you could take a book and say, I want to boil the ocean. I want to solve this problem. What are all the different things people could do to become significant in life, or to be able to realize who they are and how they have an impact in the world? And there's so many different places and directions to go. What I'm going to say is pick one. Pick one and have a target market very similar to how you would do Facebook advertising or Google ads. Define, narrow your market narrow enough so that if somebody reads that title, they go, oh, that's for me. So we mentioned before, one of the things we mentioned is we mentioned age. So you could have one book that's for 25 or under. We have another book between 25 and 35. We have another book that's over 35. We can have a book that goes after African-Americans. We have a book that goes after Asians. We have a book that goes after Indians. We have a book that, right, you could now go after women who have just deposited their kids in college who are now looking for what next in life, right? And the point is, each one of those is separate books, and the content within each book is similar. It may even be 60 to 80% similar, but it's targeted at your target audience. Mm. Because when you're doing a campaign, when you stand in front of a room and you say, and you have 10 seconds to introduce yourself, hi, I'm Tayo, I have a book on, and then you mention the book. Did I get your name right this time?
Tayo, yeah, you got it.
I think I got it ingrained. So, and you mentioned the title of your book that just happens to address the pain point of two or three people in the room. That's all you need to say. You're the author of a book and you happen to write a book that's titled on my pain point. I'm going to talk to you.
Wow. Wow. So having that, are you 35 and under? And one, and I guess the title, are you 35 and under and figuring out how to change the world, or how you can change the world? Basically something along those lines.
I'm sure we could wordsmith that.
I just wrote it down, but okay. Yeah. So title.
Well, you know how you could wordsmith that is you now go to any of the programs where you could check to see how many times certain phrases are actually being searched on in Google, and string together the set of phrases that work for you.
All right.
It's like creating a web page, right? Basically, you want to put the keyword optimized content in there.
All right.
And then what happens is we have the Aha That platform, which is basically comprised of at the moment, we're now up to 44,000 AHA messages. So for those that are interested, go to ahathat.com. There are 44,000 AHA messages that you can actually share easily and share for free. So free to sign up, free to use, free to share. And basically, you're going in and saying, oh, I like that message, like the one I read to you before, or my favorite AHA from my 58th book is, we live in a 7-second soundbite economy. Make it count. Right. Okay. So if you want to share that, right, you can now click on a button and easily share it on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Google+. So that's where Aha That is. So you have a social media component to what you do. Where it gets interesting is when you are brought into companies, or if you think about your inclusion firm, you can now start thinking about how companies can focus on inclusion in different ways.
Different ways, yeah.
And you could focus on different demographics if it's appropriate. And then here's where it gets really interesting. Maybe you do that first book and you do it yourself because you want to get it done. And then all of a sudden you get called up by a big company that's interested in having something. Well, you could do another version of the book and just have the CEO include a foreword, or the CEO could be a co-author, or because now if you think about all the targets you're going after, and you've already written the book, now you have the opportunity to say, oh, think about what we could do. And now you pick some national holiday or national month associated with what you're doing. And you've got press releases, you've got ideas and approaches. And now here's the coolest part, right? And well, there are many parts which are cool. So here's the part that's interesting is typically you're making your money not on book sales. Now, we can what we do is the author owns 100% of the copyright. The author gets 51% of profit. That said, where you're really making your money is speaking and consulting.
Yeah, that's what I do most. I speak about 50 times a year, and I consult a lot of times. So with the company, so
beautiful. Yeah. So what happens is you may decide that, and this is another push, that you want to do cause marketing. So you can take your 51% profit and donate that to a charity, and then we could put that stamp on the cover of your book. And now when you go to the company and say, oh, I'm supporting this charity, why don't you buy a copy for everyone in the room or everyone at the company? And what's going to ultimately happen is I'll include you in the press release when we talk about how much money we've donated to the charity.
This is so fascinating to me. Okay, so the question you asked me what I want to do, what my book is. You know, I'm someone that has lived in all these countries, initially had an identity crisis, turned that identity crisis into trying to figure out how to solve problems by being a bridge, right? So the other book that I have, I'm sure later on, is going to be solely focused on how to effectively connect across cultures. I wanted to do this as an introduction initially so that I could talk about my path towards that and empower others who feel like, hey, I'm just this, I'm this guy, I'm that lady, I don't know how to start. So I wanted to give them a start first and then go into the next level. So if you have that first idea and you've got the title down, what's the next thing that you normally would work on? I'm offering myself to you. What's the other question you would ask?
Well, the thing that's fascinating to think about, we've made this process just super simple. So let me talk about the 3-step writing process.
Okay.
And this is, I mentioned the URL before, it's ahathat.com/author. So step one is a Word document. It's got 4 questions. And, you know, who are you, your name, your bio. Typically, what is the title of your book in a 1-paragraph summary? So you'd want to write a 1-paragraph summary of what the book is. And paragraph or question one's the most important. How it actually reads is who is the reader and what are their expectations of the book? But what it's really saying is, once again, who is your prospect and what is their pain point? Okay. So Tayo, if you actually are telling me who your real prospect is and what are their pain points, right, then what happens is think about the answers to those 4. And then we have another question of how do you market and what do you do and all that stuff. What happens is think of that as the blueprint for your book, because that will help you understand who you're writing to. Because like many of us in today's world, we're multifaceted, we're ADD, we have all these ideas of what to do. And every now and then let's do this. And when you think about what this is, you go back to what you wrote and said, oh, it doesn't fit. Let's put that in a parking lot. Let's make that the next book. So that's step one. And so that would be the right next thing for you to do is go to the Word document and just fill that out. By the way, whether or not you publish with us or publish anywhere else or whatever you do in life, having a blueprint for what you're going to do is absolutely worth it. I've evaluated 5,000 of those questions. I can tell a whole lot about a person in terms of how much time and energy they put into that. It's about 1 to 2 hours for you to actually sit down and give it the right amount of attention. But if you don't know, you've heard this message before. If you don't know where you're going, how the heck are you going to get there?
Right.
So this is your blueprint. Now, as an aside, one of the things that we do, we're a full-blown publisher. Whether it's just an AHA book or a PDF or a Kindle or a paperback or hardcover, copy edit, content edit, content layout, cover design, distribution, all of that. Now, when I give your book to the copy editor, that's easy. We follow Chicago style. There are rules. There are spelling mistakes. There's grammar mistakes. What I also do, though, is we give the book to a content editor. So content, how you do content editing, it has to do with
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Context. And the context of the book is what you wrote in the answers to the Word document. Because you could, whatever's written on a piece of paper may be great, but if I don't know the context in which you want me to read that information, I can't tell. So what happens is we ask our content editor to make sure they read the book and see that you address what you said you're going to address as part of the first question. Make sense?
Makes a lot of sense. I'm sorry, I'm being pensive right now because I'm ready to write in the stuff in my head.
It's beautiful. No, that's beautiful. Let me tell you about steps 2 and 3, and then we'll go back to you, and we can actually do a couple of those steps if you want. So step 2, and once again, ahathat.com/author, is a single PDF, single-page PDF, and I've curated over 75,000 AHA messages, so it's best practices. All right? One of the things that it says, as you would imagine, no plagiarism. That doesn't mean you can't quote other people. You just, when you quote other people, you need to give attribution. Oh, I didn't say this. This is powerful. One thing that the AHA That platform does, and what all of our books do, is think about the AHA message that I share. Think about every day. By the way, in a one-hour conversation, we will actually have said 80, somewhere between 60 to 80 AHA messages on this type of interview. Wow. If you take 2 hours of your show, so let's say 4 half-hour shows, you have a book. So you can go back and pick 4 people. That's the type of conversation you do, that interaction you have. If you're listening to people, they speak, good speakers speak in aha moments, because that's how we learn, that's how we digest, that's what we do. So one is no plagiarism. You can quote other people, but every aha message gives attribution to the author. So if you're quoting somebody else, you're going to either include their name. So if it's like Thomas Jefferson, you would do dash Thomas Jefferson. Or if it's somebody that you already know and they already have a Twitter handle or they have a LinkedIn profile, you actually include their Twitter handle or a link to their LinkedIn profile. And then you do via your name. So your Twitter handle, your link. So when that particular aha message, that one cool thing you shared, whether it's yours or somebody else's, is actually shared by a third party, everyone gets attribution. That's the important part. So it's good to share other people's content. It means that you're well-versed and you're well-read and you're well-educated and that you also have the type of integrity and authenticity and vulnerability that it's okay to share other people's content. And if it turns out that you share somebody else's content and your prospect goes and works with your competitor, mm-hmm. It wasn't meant to be. Trust me, it wasn't meant to be. You're so much better off. You know, every now and then we all have a client we want to get rid of. It'd be better if they never got to you in the first place. So that one-page PDF is how to write a good aha message. And one of the other things it says is every particular aha message needs to be standalone, right? So if you're seeing it out of context, so I know you have a book, and typically what happens is when you look inside a book, it's inside the walls of a book, so you don't have to put things in context. If you're looking at an atomic form of thought leadership, an aha message, it has to be standalone. And so one of the things I thought I mentioned, so that's step 2, and I'll tell you about step 3 in a second, but one of the things I thought I mentioned is sometimes we can't get our information down in a two-dimensional form, paper. Right? We just can't, whether it's paper or online, it's not how we think today. We want audio. We want video. We want multiple ways in order for people to process information, right? And so in some cases, it's kinesthetic in how we feel about things.
Right.
And so every aha message can include however many or whatever URLs you want. So one of the things I'd say is you have stories that need to be told, or you have stories that have already been told, or include a link to past episodes of the show, or include a link, sit down in front of a camera for 2 minutes and tell that story and include a link to it in your AHA message. So this way you're using your two-dimensional book that gives you the credibility to also reinforce the sharing of other forms of content, which other people may relate to better.
Oh, no, this is good. No, I've definitely, so I mentioned earlier that I read a lot, and sometimes when I'm reading, I read in many formats. I listen to audiobooks, many, and I read a lot of physical and Kindle, but on the Kindles or the audiobooks, you hear them say, go to this website, download this for a full conversation, or click the link in the Kindle to see what I said here. So yeah, definitely has that kinesthetic feel, for sure.
Got it. And then the third part of our three-step process is an Excel document. And that's where you put your AHA messages. And so it just keeps track of character count. We still are encouraging people to write in 140 characters or less. So it's 140 AHA messages, which are 140 characters or less. And primarily that came about because of Twitter having the 140 character limit. Because it's now 280, we do let people go over 140. But I still would like to encourage you to more succinctly communicate your message. Because the quicker and shorter you can communicate a powerful message, the much better chance that it'll be remembered and retained by your audience.
Nice. Okay. So we've got the single page PDF, the Excel document, and then the who are you section. Gotcha. All
right. Yeah. So that's really, so you asked me what's next. It's what comes first is really the who is your audience and who you're targeting and what you're going after, right? And once you got that, then the process of writing is you yourself, if you decide to write, and it's less expensive if you write yourself, by the way. If you write yourself, it's 8 hours or less, right? If we write for you, bless you again.
Man, I don't know. I'm speaking a lot today.
That's all right. It's either a good thing or a bad thing based on what I'm saying.
No, this is all good.
You know what I'm doing? I'm causing demons to leave your body because that's what it is, because you're sitting here thinking, you're trying to say to yourself, but I want a book. I want a book. And you're looking at that 100,000 word, you know, 2-inch thick spine book that I showed you. And you go, I want a book. I want a book. And then you're looking at some of my other books, which are, I like 120 pages because it makes for a nice spine. And you go, oh, think about how quick to market I can make it. Think about how many audiences I could serve. Think about how I could help not just my clients, but I could help the companies help their people so much better by creating this content and getting out there. And so your sneezes are the demons of the I need the old world.
It's funny that you say that, though, because I honestly feel like, like I said, this morning I was doing a lot of – I was just organizing my book, my idea, because I'm definitely going to do it this year. I've changed from trying. and I can easily see a 300-page book, right? So for me, it's more about the cutting it down. Weirdly not intimidated by the amount of words I could write, because I write a lot. Now it's a matter of cutting it down. But yeah, I'm actually not. Yeah, I could definitely see a 312-page book. So
what I'd like to have you think about, that was you sneezing, going, am I really going to throw that idea out the door? And so here's what I often say to people. If you have in your mind the idea to do the great American novel, that 417-page book that took years to write, at some point in time, you can do that. And let's call that your first book. It just so happens that you're going to do your second book, all the AHA books you do, you're going to do that first. So you still have in your mind the book you need to write, and you will at some point in time. Mm-hmm. It's just simply what happens when I hand somebody one of my books. Nobody says no. Mm. One of the benefits – so now the next step is what you have to get in your head is that 90% of the success of your book happens after the writing is done. So why not spend 8 hours versus 120 or more, right? So the thing is, and oh, same thing on publishing. We help the author who, if you self-publish, what we do is we save you 200 hours of time with all the platforms and things that we do. And so think about adding those two things together. 120 hours for writing is about a 120-page book. 200 hours for publishing, that's 320 hours. If you write yourself, it'll be 8 hours to write plus a couple more hours of let's say 5 hours or 3 to 5 hours of you just reviewing content. If we do the interview, it's 2 hours of the interview plus another 3 hours of reviewing content, so 5 hours. So now 320 hours to write your book and self-publish it, versus five. So imagine who you would be if you were able to take 315 hours and your book and market yourself. Think about how much better you would be. And so that's the mind shift change I want you to think about. It is no longer about you. Since books, they're both a commodity item because they're so easy to do and so many people do it, but they still have that value, that cachet. Mm. So since that's the case, why should you spend anything more than 5 to 10 hours on your book when you could produce something of quality that the primary goal of that asset is to get somebody on the other side to go, this is the expert, or this is information I need to use, or this is information I need to deploy, and you've done it in a way in which people want to consume data today. That 7 second soundbite.
All right. Okay. No. I'm with you. I'm completely, you know, letting go in this process. So the first question he asked me. I guess what's the next step?
So that's really it. For those that are interested, you're interested, you and I can talk privately, obviously, but go to that URL I mentioned. And if you decide, so the ahathat.com/author, and you can, our prices are listed there. We typically, I'll give you the low end and high end. Okay. Our low end price, if you just do an AHA book, just basically it's 140 bite sized quotes and you write it yourself, it's $450. If you decide to turn that AHA book, the next step up, that's our bronze package. You turn it into a silver package. That's when we turn it into a PDF and a Kindle. And I like, as I mentioned, I like my PDFs to be about 120 pages long. It's about one or two AHA messages per page, easy to consume. Mm-hmm. That, if you write yourself, is less. And then we can then turn that into paperback and hardcover. So if you write yourself, it's $3,550 for us to then completely publish your book everywhere, send you 50 paperback and 10 hardcover. And we do a Kindle campaign. You know, you have a Kindle, you have a PDF, and so on.
Gotcha.
On the high end is $6,497. I'd like to say 6,500, but 6,497. And so let me tell you on the high end what happens. If you had somebody ghostwrite your book, this is where we do the ghostwriting. You had somebody ghostwrite your book, more traditional book, it's $20,000 to $50,000. If you give somebody the ability, if you look at all the publishing companies out there, and you say, hey, please publish my book, $5,000 to $15,000. If you have somebody do an Amazon bestseller campaign, $3,000 to $5,000. So for $6,500 minus three, $6,497, we do a 2-hour interview, rewrite the book, we create an AHA book, we do a PDF, we do a Kindle. We will use your Kindle, and we've just recently added an Amazon bestseller campaign. So you'll become an Amazon bestseller, and we deliver 100 paperback and 25 hardcover.
Okay.
And then we act as publisher. You own the copyright. You get 51% of profit. We do quarterly P&Ls, and so we'll send you how your book is doing and send you the check, or if you're giving it to a charity, we'll send the check directly to the charity. And the cool part is for $6,500, this done-for-you service is done, right? What's interesting? Do I have time for one more story?
Yeah, this is your show today.
Well, I don't know. It's just a timing thing. So how I came to that, and this is relatively new for me. This is really a this year adventure to do the done for you service. And how I came to that is in the end of 2016, we ran a Kickstarter, and that Kickstarter hit 250% of goal, and it was beautiful to do. And out of that, by the way, just for those, it's hard work. Just mm-hmm. Kickstarters, if you've ever done one or thinking about one.
I have a few friends who've done it. Some have been successful, some haven't.
It's hard work. Yeah. Well, if I was going to do it, it was going to be successful. But essentially, two months of my life, and you know, you have to ask if it's worth it. But now at least I have the social credibility to say, hey, I did a Kickstarter, hit 250% of goal. Out of that, 20 people paid to actually write their AHA book, and we would publish it for them once it's written, right? And they purchased either the bronze, silver, or gold packages. And so can you guess at the end of 2017? Remember, 8 hours to write a book. Could you guess at the end of 2017 how many of the 20 actually wrote their book?
10.
You know, I would be happy if it was 10. Honestly, I thought it was going to be 20. I thought, as a publisher, once I created a platform and an approach and a three-step process where people could write their books in 8 hours or less, that everyone who signed up would do it, and it would just happen. And you know what, Tayo? Life gets in the way, right? What's my message? What do I focus on? How do I do it? And so what actually happened, 3 people wrote their books.
Only 3. Wow.
Only 3. So let me tell you what that means. So here's my statement that captures the imagination in not a good way. Out of a 12-month period, 17 people who actually paid to spend 8 hours of their time to do something that would be beneficial for them couldn't find the 8 hours to make that happen. Huh. And you're like, and now these are good people, right? I knew a lot of them because, you know, Kindles are, you know, those Kickstarter programs are people that, you know, a lot of times are people you know, you certainly get to know. So I knew these people, they were smart and capable, and all of them could have used the book. Otherwise, we wouldn't have said yes in the first place. That's by integrity. I feel bad. I still feel bad that 17 people paid for us to do something and they haven't come back to us. And so then I realized that I've been targeting the wrong audience. My audience shouldn't be the do-it-yourself audience. That's not where we can tailor to and cater to and do a good job on the do-it-yourself.
Yeah.
And because you're a writer and you do all this stuff, I am happy to work with you personally just to make sure that you can do this yourself and make it happen. But my audience is the busy exec who has no time. And so that's why the done-for-you service, what's fascinating is publishing 800 books, we know Amazon. having worked with all those thought leaders and many others, I know how to help you target your market and target who you're going after. Yeah. So what this show has done for you and for those listening is here's what you got to think about. Who is your prospect and what is their pain point? And think about their pain point in a way. So it's your customer avatar and the issue they have, and write down 3 or 4 bullet points and either combine them together or out of those bullet points, you're like, well, what if I wrote a book and this was the title of the book? And if you want to test drive the issue, then go on social media and say, I'm thinking about writing a book and write the title of the book. What do you think? That by itself may actually pick up a client for you.
I didn't think about it that way. Yeah.
Right. So I'm just talking about everything we talk about here, everything I do today, it's just super practical. Right. It's simply let's focus on giving you the tool that will help you be recognized as the expert you have and that you can address the issue that your prospects are having. And they're not going to see your book and hire you immediately. They're going to need to talk to you.
Yeah.
So no, what I'm... you're encouraging happen is you're encouraging that strategy session where they figure out who you are, what you do, and then you figure out how to close business.
That's exactly. I'm taking a lot of notes. So, this is very interesting. It's always the simple practical advice, but a lot of us, we might know this somewhere here, but we haven't really applied it in our heart. So it's a matter of reminding ourselves of that. So I love that. And this has been a great process for me in terms of, just organizing my thoughts. Cause I started that process today and, you know, I can see where I need to work on. So this is
you're ending the day in a different place than you started it. That's a good day.
It is. And I think at the beginning I was trying, like you said, I was like, I got to figure this out. But by now I think I have a better ending point than I initially thought. Cause I thought it would take me about 2 more weeks to get to where I probably got today after the call. So yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. So I appreciate that. You did plug in all your links a lot of times, but just so that we didn't
No, I'm not going to plug any more links. So
No. This is that. I want you to attach it out because you have a lot of So where can people find out everything they want to do? Like if they want to write a book, where should they go? If they want to be a thought leader, where should they go? You know, this is all your show today. So it's basically.
I hear you. So I will. I'll give you 2 links and then a generic way to reach out. Okay,
cool.
So the 2 links, if you're looking for content to share on social media, It's free to use, free to share. Go to ahathat.com, A-H-A-T-H-A-T.com, period. If you want to learn how to write your book, it's ahathat.com/author.
Okay.
The next thing I'll do, and there are many things you could do to learn how to be a thought leader, and maybe watch my TED Talk.
Yep.
ahathat.pub/TED Talk is a good way. It will reference if you – I have so many different sites. So instead of doing that, let me say something different. You could Google my name, Mitchell Levy, M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L, last name L-E-V-Y. I'll typically come up in 5 of the top 10 listings. And what the social media companies have done is spent hundreds of millions of dollars to make sure that your name comes up in their site. So feel free to connect to me on the platform that you like to play on, whether it's LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, Google+, Snapchat, Instagram. Connect to me there. And if you have questions, ask the questions and I'll direct you to the right place, or we could work together. It's obviously I do my best to respond to people. There's not a lot of me, but that's my best vehicle, because when you watch my TED Talk, what you're going to hear are one important thing. If somebody gives you a compliment and shares your content in one way or another, you should thank them.
Yeah,
right. Because you know, it's you. If somebody opens the door for you as you're walking, you're going to thank them. Otherwise, they think you're rude. Well, listen, you love my stuff and you share my stuff, I'm going to thank you. So, talk to me on social media. I'll talk back and we'll figure out what makes sense, and I'll direct you to the resources that are appropriate. Otherwise, there's a whole series of different places you can go, and webinars and events and all these other things.
Even just doing research for this show before it got turned on me. There's a lot of things you've done. You got to really check out stuff, and I'll make sure I put all that in the show notes. And this is New York, so you're hearing a lot of background noise. But I can't let you go without asking the question I normally ask everyone. Right? My question is, you know, it's basically my mission statement: use your difference to make a difference. So I always like to ask all my guests this question: How do they use their difference to make a difference? So how do you, sir, use your difference to make a difference?
Oh, I am lucky enough to be at a position I am in life where I'm doing what I was made to do. That 7 second when I say I empower experts and thought leaders to share their genius,
right,
that's what I do. And I look at people in the eyes when I talk to them and I go, so who do you serve and how and why and how come you don't say it anywhere? Right? Mm. Your website doesn't say it. Your LinkedIn profile doesn't say it, right? So I have, you know, for those that need LinkedIn updates, I have somebody I could reference to. Somebody wants to do physical meetings, I have a group that can do done for you service. So I have all these service providers that I'm collecting that are people that you know, like, and trust and will be people that are interested in. So I like to reference those. What I would say to you, for anyone who is listening, how do you make a difference? Well, first, and you pointed to this, so I want to, when you started saying towards the end of the show, when you were wrapping up, one of the things that you did is you said, I know this information, and you pointed to your head. Or actually, what you said is, I know this information, and you pointed to your heart, and you go, but my head, and you pointed to your head, often takes over, and I do what the world tells me to do.
Mm.
So here's what I'd say is, listen to your heart. Figure out what really motivates you, what drives you in a way that gets you super excited. Now, because this thing called money, wait, the money button. Okay, this thing called money is important for us to make so that we could survive and live. What you do needs to have some sort of financial component to it.
Yeah.
The thing is, if you're serving an audience, that audience will pay you, hopefully. It depends on your audience. If the audience is absolutely poor, then you've got to find a sponsor who will pay you to help serve that audience. Right? There are ways in which you can do what's in your heart and get paid for it. And with the life that we're living, you might as well enjoy it while you're living it. So find what's in there. And I have one tool that can help you. When you figure out who you are and what that passion is and what you're focused on, I'm giving you the snap the button. It's the I'm going to press another button.
That was easy.
It's the easy button, right? I've given you the easy button. You can now have a book that talks about your passion and who you are and what you do. And don't spend years thinking about the book you're going to write. if you're going to write it yourself, spend the weekend. Or if you just don't have time, let us write it for you. Do the interview. Let us write for you. And now you have that asset that you can now go ahead and start experimenting with the different audiences that you want to work with and see if there actually is that opportunity for them to want to play with you. And if you could make a life, the one that you really want to live. Mm. And so that's the way I would say that is there are many things you can do to live that life. I have one of the components, happens to be one of the quintessential components. You could be the author of the book that basically focuses on what you want to do in life. And that's what we've solved. And I love doing it because every day when, you know, one or five or 10 or however many people I talk to or people who just reach out to me and say, oh, my God, Mitchell, this is amazing. Every day somebody gets that aha moment and uses an asset that the world thinks is so hard to create and uses that asset for success. Man, that's just I get so excited about seeing people reach their potential. Yeah, same as you. Too. I just happen to have a tool for that.
Me too. No, I love that. And I think that's one of the reasons we were able to connect pre-call before this, just because I think that's where the passion is derived from, seeing the light bulb just flicker and then just go into this full-on charge and just become, you know, engulf the whole bulb itself in someone's mind. I think that's always the magic for me as well. So, well, I mean, this has been an interesting episode, to say the least. And, I think interested in many good ways. I think people really got to get a sense of what it's like to work with you, but also hopefully they got clarity on what the message is. And so that's always a way to kill two birds with one stone. So we'll make sure we put all this in the show notes. Make sure we have multiple ways for people to access you. And I just want to thank you for coming on the show. It's been a real pleasure.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure. Thanks for being you. This was, as I say, I do four or five of these a week, and I've done probably 300, 400. You're in the top three people I've ever talked to.
Whoa! On this type thing. So, that's high praise,
thank
sir.
You.
Well,
it's high praise.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you. On that note, I will end the interview because you can't end it better than that. So, ladies and gentlemen, till next time, use your difference to make a difference.
You've just been listening to the As Told by Nomads podcast. For more ways to reach out to Tayo and to use your difference to make a difference, head over to www.tayoroxon.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.